connecting, and that's kind of led me to looking at different points of view, you know, the distance between images and the whole aspect of kind of yourself being the movement of work. Yeah, this project's been really hard, because first it started off with an experience. I want to explore why I had that kind of moment of oneness. And I want to know as well which other people had experienced that kind of situation. But what I've learned while doing this project is that it's been about what kind of tools I've been using to investigate this experiences. Other people use that same kind of process or sets of processes.
Yeah. So hello, Jason. Sorry, I missed that first part there. Where did Project 5am come from?
5am. I had a kind of spiritual experience in 2007, May. So it's nearly 7 years ago.
Do you mind us delving into that and asking what it was about?
Oh, it was about kind of just having this moment of clarity around the time. Never had that kind of view before. It was this kind of first sense of being, which is interesting, because when you grow up, you kind of fall into different frameworks of what your family want you to be and what your school or your surroundings want you to be. So that moment was like the first time, it was like, that was my experience. It felt like ages, but it lasted a few minutes.
Sure.
And then when I kind of came out of it, yeah, I wondered what the hell was that about, and I saw it was 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And then somebody told me to Google 5am, and then the first thing that came up was of any significance was this poem by Allen Ginsberg called 5am, and in the poem it captures him sitting on a porch in Brooklyn, and he's talking about where his inspiration comes from, and in this poem he goes, in time, out of time, all these different places. So for me, over the years, that's shown me that that poem is about being part of something big, and at the same time, being part of the whole, and at the same time, being a fragment of the whole. So that's how I felt